Biden's deputies reveal population of 5.7 million known illegals. By Neil Monroe on October 15, 2023. President Joe Biden's deputies have accidentally revealed they are hiding a population of 5.7 million illegal immigrants in the United States. The long-concealed number was revealed inside an agency request for a contractor to run case management and ensure community service referrals for the administration's growing population of illegal migrants. The small print of contract opportunity notice says, "These contract services will need to engage with a large portion of the 5.7 million individuals on the current non-detained docket." The Department of Homeland defines the non-detained docket as the population of immigration-related cases involving non-citizens not being held in an ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, detention facility. Related, TX border hotspot secured by barbed wire ahead of Title 42's end. The contract is just a push by the open border advocates to provide welfare benefits to 6 million people. They're also going to give legal assistance to illegal aliens at the taxpayers' expense to fight the government. Deportation process in court, the former chief of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, Tom Homan, told the New York Post. The population has exploded as Biden's deputies invited at least 4 million migrants into Americans' communities, workplaces, and schools. Most of the 5.7 million people are part of the huge population that Biden's deputies have registered and released at the southern border. The 5.7 million estimate for the non-detained docket is almost twice the 3 million estimate offered in June 2022 by the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, TRAC, at Syracuse University. Biden's pro-migration border chief is the Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas. He is already spending billions of dollars each year to bus and fly illegals from South America into the jobs needed by Americans, including the millions of despairing Americans who have been pushed out of the job market by the nation's job market. The low-wage migrants are being sent to New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Boston, so blocking many more Americans from dreams of getting good jobs and careers in those cities. The federal document says the contract should be awarded during the next 12 months, adding, "The number of affected non-citizen cases is fluid. The government does not have a defined list of locations as of this time. Vendors may propose a plan for direct provision of food, transportation, child services, and other services. But direct provision is not required. The contract winner will coordinate posting of immigration bonds for participants currently in the custody of DHS and who are to be released to the non-detained docket. For example, voluntary departure bonds. Planners know the migrants can wait many years for their legal claims to be heard in the underfunded deportation system. But officials also know that when they grow the waiting list, they are also creating a huge population of foreign workers, renters, and government clients. This imported population is an economic giveaway to donors and employers who would otherwise have to negotiate with ordinary Americans about wages, and also invest in wealth-creating labor-saving machinery." The federal document notes the new agency will require additional funding as it tries to smuggle more of the illegals into Americans' housing, training, schools, and jobs. The contract can be blocked by GOP legislators in the House. Already, GOP legislators have blocked a request by the administration for an additional $4 billion to accelerate the delivery of more wage-cutting, rent-spiking migrants to new homes around the United States. Democrats and business groups are pressuring the GOP to approve the extra spending in the government's 2024 appropriations bills. Biden's migration. The non-detained docket does not include millions of illegals who sneaked undetected into the country under Biden and prior presidents. Biden's deputies released at least 2,148,738 illegal aliens into the United States from January 2021 to March 2023, says a statement by House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, and Immigration Subcommittee Chairman Tom McClintock, RCA. Also, more than 1.7 million known gotaways have evaded Border Patrol and escaped into the interior since January 20, 2021. With untold numbers of unknown gotaways avoiding detection during that period, said the full report, released October 9. The overall inflow was roughly 4 million, not counting migrants released since March, the report noted. The docket population does not include the resident population of at least 2 million visa workers, nor the roughly 40 million legal immigrants invited since 1990, all of whom also compete for wages and housing needed by Americans. The federal policy of extraction migration, importing workers and renters to stimulate the U.S. consumer economy, is doing huge pocketbook and civic damage to ordinary Americans, especially to blue-collar Americans in the heartland states. The America of those without college degrees has been scarred by death and staggeringly shorter lifespans, said the October 3 op-ed by Princeton professors Ann Case and Angus Deaton. They wrote, in the 1970s, American life expectancy grew by about 4 months each year. By the 1980s, it was similar to life expectancy in other rich countries. Since then, other countries have continued to progress, with lifespans increasing by more than 2.5 months a year. But the United States has slowly, gradually, and then precipitously fallen behind. Americans increasingly recognize immigration as one cause of the civic damage. A 54% majority of Americans say immigration under President Joe Biden is making life harder for all, according to a Reuters/Ipsos poll of 4,415 adults. Just 34% disagreed, according to the September poll. Related, Texas DPS stops large Venezuelan migrant border crossing in South Texas. However, coastal elites show no interest in the damage done to Americans, or even to the migrants' home countries, as they call for more migrants to rejuvenate their mismanaged cities. Migrants inject new energy into the economy and often work harder for less than Americans, said an October 13 pro-migration column by Forrest Ackman, one of the members of the New York Times editorial board. An international migration Ponzi scheme is the only thing that averts a demographic doom loop for cities like New York and San Francisco, as Americans flee the Democrats' huge and badly run cities, writer Michael Lind wrote in the September 26 article for Compact magazine. We need workers that we just don't have enough of. Katie Tobin, the senior director for transborder security on the National Security Council, said in May 2023. The statement writes off many millions of Americans who have fallen out of the workforce via age, illness, drugs, alienation, and other disadvantages in comparison to the eager, cheap, and hard-working illegal migrants. But, Tobin continued, the Biden-Harris administration appreciates both the moral responsibility and the strategic opportunity that migration presents. It's at the heart of our domestic and our foreign policy agendas.